Petersfield's Shine Radio.
In the local news, Network Rail is apologising to people who live close to its tracks in Petersfield. Petersfield Library celebrates Shakespeare's birthday comic book versions. Can you spare 6 hours a week to help citizens advice? Can't face the summer commute? What about a new job? I'll have details of those Petersfield stories after the national and world news.
Serving the Petersphere with a brighter mix of great music and local information. This is Petersfield's Shine Radio.
Rishi Sunak's controversial Rwanda scheme has been approved by MPs and peers following a series of late-night votes in the Commons and the Lords. Earlier, the Prime Minister had said enough is enough and vowed to start the flights and stop the boats. He's hoping to get the first plane off the ground in 10 to 12 weeks.
I believe that this is landmark legislation that doesn't just represent a step change in how we do this, but actually a fundamental change on the global equation on how to tackle illegal migration.
The BBC saying newsreader Hugh Edwards has resigned on the basis of medical advice from his doctors. It follows allegations last year that he paid a young person for sexually explicit photos. James Cleverly will travel to Italy to meet his counterpart for talks on joint action on curbing illegal migration. The Home Secretary will also visit Lampedusa, an island at the centre of Europe's migrant surge. Campaigners are welcoming government backing for a move to better protect victims' counselling records during criminal investigations. Earlier this year, Parliament heard how therapy records were being used against rape victims during harrowing trials. Wet wipes containing plastic are set to be banned from sale in the UK under new laws. Environment Secretary Steve Barclay is expected to announce plans to introduce legislation before the summer recess. We've been speaking to Natalie Fee from City to Sea, who explains the problems with flushing wet wipes.
The problem with flushed wet wipes is that they tend to block our sewers and it puts more pressure on our antiquated sewer system, which means that we essentially have more of those nasty sewage spills into our rivers at the moment that we're seeing.
And Prince Louis is set to mark his sixth birthday with celebrations organised by his parents, William and Kate. From Radio News Hub, I'm Edward Breslin.
Petersfield's local news.
I'm Phil Humphreys at Petersfield's Shine Radio. Network Rail is apologising to people who live close to its tracks in Petersfield. The railway company says maintenance work could create disturbances for local people on several dates this spring. Stephen Martin is at Petersfield Railway Station.
Overnight work here at Petersfield Level Crossing is planned all this week. Engineers are carrying out remedial work to signalling cables. Then in May, the crossing will be closed for two consecutive weekends. Workers will be using noisy machinery and bright lights all night long. But the work doesn't just affect people here in the town centre. King's Fernsdon Crossing will be closed on Sunday the 12th of May and again across the following weekend. Engineers need to replace rubber mats at that crossing between Rams Hill and Tilmore.
Petersfield Library celebrates Shakespeare's birthday comic book versions. Today is Shakespeare's birthday, and Catherine Goodall from Petersfield Library recommends comic book versions for a modern audience to enjoy the bard.
We've got some graphic novels versions of Shakespeare's plays, which I think is really great because it's made it even more accessible to a new generation so they can read Shakespeare's plays in comic book form, making sure that people are still enjoying the same storylines that our ancestors did.
So why not pop into the library today and brush up your Shakespeare? Can you spare 6 hours a week to help citizens' advice? Demand is increasing at citizens' advice. If you have 6 hours or more to spare, they would love to hear from you. Volunteers are needed in all offices across East Hampshire. Claire Orton, Head of Advice Services, tells us more.
It's a very fulfilling role to come and volunteer with us, but you're absolutely right. Our demand from people who need help from us increases. And if we don't have the volunteers to help, then we don't know where those people are going to get that help from. So it is really important for us. We really value the time that our volunteers give to us, because we are a volunteer-led service, so we wouldn't be able to operate without them. Mm. We have people from all walks of life who come and volunteer with us. You are trained about citizens' advice as if you have no knowledge of the service.
Can't face the summer commute? What about a new job? There are local job opportunities open now, and Isaac has picked out a few for you to consider.
The Flying Bull in Rake is hiring a housekeeper from £11.50 an hour. You'll be working between 15 to 20 hours per week, and you'll be preparing bedrooms as well as serving breakfast. And the Petersfield School is hiring a site assistant slash caretaker on a salary of £23,115 pounds to £24,142 pounds. You'll be working 37 hours a week, 52 weeks a year, on a permanent contract, and experience is preferential but not essential. Of course, you will have to do a DBS check. And finally, Swan Medical Group is looking for a call handler slash receptionist on a wage from £11.70 pence an hour. You'll be working on shifts between 8 a.m. to 6:45 p.m. on Monday and Friday on a permanent contract.
Petersfield's weather with Hector's, where gentlemen and now ladies can step out in style, whatever the weather.
Good morning from me, Chris Skinner, with the weather across the Petersphere. It will be overcast for much of the day, changing to sunny intervals by early evening. Sunrise is at 5:52 a.m. and sunset is at 8:13 p.m. Temperatures will reach highs of 10 degrees today. The winds are northerly with speeds up to 10 miles per hour. And down on the water, low tide is at 5:16 a.m. and high tide of 4.34 metres is at 12:14 p.m. The UV rating and pollen levels are both medium. And then into Wednesday, where it will be cloudy and changing to sunny intervals by the early evening. Have an amazing day.
Travel news, driven by Petersfield Used Car Centre.
Thank you for today's travel update. Work continues on Winchester Road. The four-way lights remain in place there. And there's additional works on Frenchman's Lane today as well. Motorway lights are in place there as well today. Cook's Pond Lane remains closed. There's a diversion in place. And in Berriton, Kill Lane is closed. And there are lights in operation on Greenway Lane today. And just off of the A3 at Weston, Weston Lane is closed. That's it, though. If I'm not saying what you're seeing, can always phone or WhatsApp me on Petersfield 555 500. Or email team at shineradio.uk.
Travel news from across the Petersphere is driven by Petersfield Used Car Centre on the Winchester Road in Strood.
Now you can see inside Shine Radio.
Our interactive evening in Petersfield will put Shine Radio listeners behind the mic.
Give you the chance to make the news.
Here's the news.
Literally.
And let you turn the tables.
On our turntables.
It's free and backed by the Mayor of Petersfield.
So don't just listen to Shine Radio. Have a go.
Have a go at radio. Saturday the 27th of April from 5 p.m. in the Festival Hall Rose Room. Full details at shineradio.uk.